Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is not with us today, but will be back with us soon. He's been taking some much-needed time off, so looking forward to having him back with us. In today's episode, we're talking about the WordPress customizer, and is it outdated? So short answer, yes. I'll circle back to that. I'm not going to say it's useless. It definitely does serve a purpose and is needed, but a lot less these days, especially with page builders. So we'll circle back to that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the WordPress customizer. It has come a long way since it was initially released, and it was kind of meant to be like a modern live in real time customizer. And it never really was what it was meant to be. It never kind of grew into that. It was kind of meant to be this modern way of customizing WordPress visually. And so it was kind of like when it was finally able to do some of that, it was kind of very late to the game. And so, yeah, it's kind of interesting. The WordPress customizer, it's built into WordPress, and then theme developers can then hook into it to control different parts of the theme, and it will refresh in real time, sort of real time. It kind of refreshes once you change something. But it's not, you're not actually doing editing on the thing. It's basically a real-time preview, a live preview type of thing, but you're still actually doing controls in the customizer control panel on the left-hand side, and then the right side is the preview. So it's not really a live customizer. Modern page builders like Divi and some of the other Divi's competitors are much more of a real-time, live, visual builder front-end type of thing, where the WordPress customizer was kind of meant to do that, and it was aspiring to do that, but never quite accomplished it. And especially not in the beginning. I remember when it was first released, it had like this huge potential, but it took a really long time for theme developers to actually start utilizing it. But essentially these days, all it's really good for is, in my opinion, for example, with Divi, is editing typography and setting the menu style. However, Divi's going to be launching their theme builder, and I think it's going to kind of basically make the WordPress customizer obsolete. You can, more in like the more recent years, I think within the last 2 years, they've added the ability to manage menus in the customizer as well as widgets. That's like, again, pretty new in the last couple of years. And even that, you can still do that other places. So they're trying to add in things to the customizer to make it more useful. But I feel like WordPress core is even now, I want to say abandoning it, but realizing that it's not the future. And so with Gutenberg and everything, I feel like it's eventually going to phase out the WordPress customizer. And so I've seen actually some of my own competitors build plugins around the WordPress customizer, and it seems so 5 years ago, opposed to taking advantage of some of the more modern things like React, you know, within visual builders and stuff like that. So I wouldn't, again, I wouldn't say that it's useful or useless or useful. It still does serve a purpose, but if you're using modern page builders to build your websites, then chances are you're spending very, very, very little time in the customizer. And it's kind of one of those things where the customizer itself is not why you're there. It's just that's where the controls are. And if those controls were somewhere else without a live preview, then you'd probably go there. So it's kind of like you just are forced to use the customizer because that's where the controls are. At least that's how I feel. So I think we'll start to see the customizer become more and more obsolete as Gutenberg progresses, as page builders progress, and it'll, I think it'll eventually get phased out within the next couple of years and be completely taken out of core. So it might take more like 3 to 5 years for that to happen. WordPress core moves pretty slowly. So, yeah, I think it's something that, had potential, and it was kind of, missed opportunities, so to speak. And then, the page builders kind of took over, and, that's where the innovation has happened in terms of the third-party ecosystem within WordPress. So, that's it for today's episode. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about productizing services, particularly with web design companies. So tune in to tomorrow's episode. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.